We're not coming down. Okay, two different entities set the benchmark.
Okay.
In Delaware in 2010, we looked at our uninsured population, and at that time it was 90,000. And then we said, out of those 90,000, how many do we think that we can outreach to, and how many of which would fall on the income level that they would shop on the marketplace? That's how we came up with 35,000 when we were looking at income category. Now, remember, this is 2010, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we projected out of all of that 35,000 Delawareans who were uninsured. Now, the marketplace isn't just for the uninsured. It's for anybody can shop on that marketplace.
Right.
It's not a separate, you know, only those who can document that they're uninsured. It's not that. So even people who are enrolling today might not be part of that uninsured population, okay? So Delaware, when we did our internal analysis, we said we expected that 35,000 of the 90 would be eligible to purchase insurance on the marketplace based on the information we had at that time, based on income level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then in addition to that, because we said we wanted to expand the Medicaid population up to 138% of federal poverty level, which equates to about $15,700 in annual income, we expected in the range of 20 to 30,000 Delawareans would fall into that category to receive insurance through the Medicaid expansion based on those 2010 statistics and demographic of the uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we arrived at that number.
Uh-huh.
And that was a projection relative to, you know, outreach and what we would need to do relative to that outreach effort. Now, CMS, you know, separately from us, was looking across the states back, you know, here back in the fall,
mm-hmm.
and then sent out to the states, here's where we are projecting the benchmarks for the particular states.